This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez, and I'm so glad you guys decided to join with me today, and I hope your week's going good. I hope the weather is sort of beautiful wherever you're located here in the world. I know here for us in the South, we are just experiencing some tremendous, beautiful fall weather, and I love fall. I love when the leaves fall. Of course, I'm not a big fan of when the leaves fall in the backyard, all over the deck, and the sidewalk, because I have to blow it off. But you know what? I'm still loving fall, and the weather feels just beautiful outside. It's not too hot, not too cold. It's just right. So I hope the weather is just right for you today as well, wherever you're located on planet Earth. So as always, I wanted to talk to you guys about something that I believe will build you up and also help sort of initiate you within your own call. You know, we have a lot of people who listen to our podcast daily. We have thousands upon thousands weekly who tune into our podcast of Thoughts Become Things. We have thousands of people who actually, you know, purchase product from the website, identitynetwork.net, from my books, my courses, my teachings, you know, my life coaching, getting prophetic readings from me. And I love doing every bit of it because I love helping people. My main thrust for me is I want to serve. I want to be a light and open up a light for the people about their own life and bringing forth this light bulb effect of aha moments for them to say, hey, you know what? You just said something that triggered something in me of something I can start, something I can live out, something I can do. And that's what I love about life. I love to be able to awaken people to where they see their own destiny and the power to fulfill it. And so today, as always, I'm going to talk to you guys about one of my brand new books that was just released for this month of October. Now, this month, you get a really thick book, and also there's a workbook or study guide, I should say, comprehensive study guide that actually goes along with it, and you can order these off the website of identitynetwork.net. But this month, my book is called The Prophet's Blueprint. Subtitle is The Etymology of Prophecy. The Prophet's Blueprint, The Etymology of Prophecy. Now, the reason why I really love this book is because it's sort of my bread and butter. In other words, it's my heart. It's something I've been living and eating and drinking and sleeping all my life. Because as a prophet, I love to be able to prophesy, and I've done it for years. I've prophesied to government officials. I've prophesied to leaders all across the nations. I've spoken to multimillionaires and corporations, businesses. You know, you name it, I have been involved in it. And I love the travels I've done halfway through my life. And God shifted me into another part of my life now where I can sort of stay in the office and be able to distribute all this knowledge and information that God's given me from downloads of heaven to be able to spread it abroad to people on the internet now all over the world. So in my Book of the Month Club this month, once again, The Prophet's Blueprint, The Etymology of Prophecy, I dive into the power of you. And what I mean by that is this. I dive into the understanding for each one of you about your own prophetic gifting. You know, how on earth can you get prophetic readings? How on earth will you begin to discover your giftings? And how do you hear God? And how does Spirit speak to you? And, you know, and all these different methods and ways. Well, guess what? The book actually gives you all these different angles and sides of that voice of God. And whether you are a prophet, whether you prophesy, whether you have a gifting, hey, here's the cool thing. Everybody can hear the voice of Spirit. Everybody can. And sometimes you got to fine-tune your ears to be able to tune in to know what's being said and how it's being said to you. And is it for you or is it for someone else? So within my book, The Prophet's Blueprint, I talk about everything from the gift awakened, because I am a firm believer that there are things within our lives that are awakened to every season of our lives, that things within us begin to awaken as Spirit leads it to awaken in the time in which it needs to be awakened in that season of our lives. Because you know what? Let's just face it, folks. Every gift you have, every talent you have, every calling you have, it's not going to be an operation every day of your life. It's just not. I mean, you know, there's times where, you know, like Ecclesiastes said, man, there's a time for this and a time for that. And so there's a time for everything. And whatever time frame you're in, those gifts will begin to awaken if you know how to awaken them. You know, someone who's waking up, let's say, for example, if someone's got to be work at 7 o'clock in the morning and that person's still asleep, well, somebody's got to go over there and shake them and say, hey, get up, you're going to be late for work, right? So we always have to have people, servants, leaders all over the world to be able to help us to understand, hey, I got to shake you to wake you, because you need to be able to understand what's happening to you today and what gifts you have in operation and the power you possess to find the highest version of yourself that God's created you to be. And so within this book, I talk about everything from how to awaken that powerful gift that's within you. And I think many of you would be sort of shocked and amazed of the points I bring out of awakening, because most people don't realize that there are things in your life that you have to know how to articulate. You have to know how to be able to awaken that thing when the time comes in your life. Now, another chapter in this book actually is Seers and Prophets. I love this one because many of you might say, well, I don't really prophesy like you, or I don't really sort of give readings like you, but I can sure see. Like, I see a lot of stuff in the spirit. I have visions and dreams, and at nighttime and during the day, I'm just sort of like bombarded with these visuals that pop in my mind all the time. Well, this book's for you, because I talk about the diversities, the differences between seeing and hearing. You know, everybody sees either audio, or hears audio, I should say, or either they see images, or graphics, as I call them, in this modern age world we live in. And so, therefore, everybody has to understand, which way do you see? Which way do you hear? And from that, this chapter will help you to understand, because here's a key thing you have to remember. All prophets are not seers, but all seers are prophets, because there's a fine-tuning that takes place within the seer that some prophets don't have the fine-tuning for. And yet they might be fine-tuned in other areas that are their strengths within their prophetic call that seers might not have as well. So you have to begin to know exactly, how do I see, how do I hear, and how do I translate that to other people? And another chapter I talk about in here is actually the power called prophecy and presence. Prophecy and presence. Now, presence is a capital P, meaning the presence of God. And a lot of times we have to understand that when we prophesy the word of the Lord to people, okay, we have to realize that that prophecy is built on a presence. So when you prophesy to people, it's not about your pretty words and your glorious, you know, hyped up words, your, as I call them, your Victorian words, your, you know, King James, you know, words. No, it's not about the words, actually. Now, there's power in words. But when it deals with prophecy, we have to remember that when you prophesy and you speak a prophetic reading into someone's life, it should open up the door to carry the presence of the Spirit, presence of God. Why? Because prophecy is an introductory to presence. Prophecy is nothing more than a door that is opening up to them to begin to the listener, to the hearer, to begin to reveal to them the presence. So if you have prophecy and you're too, you know, busy trying to, you know, get these beautiful huge words out of your mouth to make you sound so important and spooky spiritual and everything else, it's not going to carry the presence with it. And so people will not get the identity of Christ. They won't feel the persona of the Spirit. They'll just get a bunch of hyped up pretty words, and they'll wonder one day why they never come to pass, because prophecy accompanies, or should open the door for, I should say, for presence. All right? It's very important you understand that. Now, there's another key element here that deals with what I call the prophetic code. The prophetic code. The prophetic code is this, is each person has a, we'll call like a spiritual genetic code in them, that needs to know how to articulate their gifting and know how not just to unlock it, but know how to actually categorize the things in which God has spoken to them to be able to listen or speak it to the hearer. Because here's one thing you forget. Every person is different. Does every person hear the same way? No. Does every person on planet Earth, if they heard a speech from somebody? Let's give a great example. Now, once again, this is not about a hint to politics for each one of you, because, you know, unfortunately, here in America, we're on this, you know, polarization issue of Republicans versus Democrats, and now we've even turned into two parties to say, basically, one of them is of God and one of them is not, you know, and I think that's very, very ridiculous. I think it's crazy to say. I think it's childish. to actually lower the amazing God of heavens into a political party. So basically, you're disgracing God by doing that, just being honest. And so I tend to stay clear of this stuff because, you know, I don't operate by the system of this world. I think people, preachers, and anyone else who operate by the system of this world, and that's all they talk about and argue about, honestly, I think they need their mind renewed because I think they've fallen from grace, not fallen from the grace as far as salvation, but they've fallen from grace as far as where they were positioned. You're positioned in heavenly places. You're not positioned in D.C. All right? I'm just being honest with you. So my point being with that is this. When you deal with this whole, you know, a prophetic code issue and knowing individuals, let's say, for example, if you had, you know, a president. Okay? Let's put it this way. So let's say you could have Trump, okay, who's our president currently, could give a speech on TV. And guess what's going to happen? Most people, because of some immaturity, are going to say this. Oh, man, you know, this party is twisting his words. Well, here's the key thing. Do people twist things all the time? Sure they do. But here's one thing you have to remember also. To the hearer, they can hear the exact same speech that you heard. But according to where they are in their life, and according even to their woundedness or lack of, or their addictions or lack of, or maybe what side of the road they come on, what side of the tracks, as we say in the South, or maybe even different cultures or how they were raised. Every bit of that will play a role within how they hear things. And so for us to look and say, oh, look, they're twisted on this stuff, not always true. Some people hear what they want to hear, sure. But other people will hear it in the way in which they grew up. And so you can hear the same speech, and you're going to have different people to say, oh my God, that was so godly. And other people say, that was horrible. You know, interrupted these people and blah, blah, blah. You know. And so if you think about it, here's the key thing. Are both parties right? You know, both parties can possibly be right, folks. You know, I always say this, which I think is extremely immature of the church. And I see a lot of people doing it today. And that is, one of us have to be right or one of us have to be wrong. I think that's a very childish statement to say. I think it's immature, childish, and it's not coming from a place of wisdom, because two people can be right and those two people can be wrong at the exact same time. And so my point being is, when you deal with the prophetic code, you have to remember this. People will hear things differently, even how you prophesy it. So a room full of people can hear one thing you prophesy, while another group of people in the same room or another individual is going to hear something totally different. And once again, does it make them all wrong or some of them right? Or does it mean, oh my God, their heart's already been deceived by the devil? No, not at all, folks. You know, once again, please grow up. Get some maturity to you, all right? It depends on, once again, their life as far as the style of their living and how they were raised and how they receive messages according to everything I mentioned earlier about far as perspective or their perception. So with that being said, when you give a prophetic reading to somebody, you have to remember, how does God want you as far as that code that's embedded in that prophetic word? What is the code needing to say to you before you bring it out of your mouth to that person? Because you have to, here's what I do. I scan the room. When I'm in the middle of prophesying to somebody, I scan the room like in a millisecond. I scan the audience. I find out in my spirit where they are, how receptive they are. I like to scan the room to find out exactly, you know, maybe am I over their heads? Am I saying enough? Am I saying too much? Am I saying something they're getting and receiving? Because I don't care how eloquent your words are. If people don't get it, it's not the fact you're spiritually deep. It's the fact that you're spiritually immature, because you're not going to be able to allow the room to captivate the imagination of God that you're supposed to speak out of your mouth. And so basically, it's more immaturity. Your job is to scan the room and not speak eloquent words, but your job is to be able to get the words to the hearer to where they receive the word, they receive the reading, right? And so when you're dealing with prophetic codes, you have to begin to realize what code, in other words, what protocol, what phrase, what how do I initiate what God's wanting to say to me, you know, to me through somebody else or me to them, okay? So you have to begin to understand exactly within, and here's the thing, my life, I've trained myself to be in a millisecond, scan the audience, scan individuals, find out how to say something to somebody and be able to bring that forth. And so far, folks, I mean, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but so far in the ministry I've been in, which is like 35 years or something like that, maybe a little bit more, guess what? I've been pretty much right on the money most times, because I understand the power of delivery. And you've got to begin to understand the power of the code, in which you got to begin to understand. I'll give a great example. 5 minus 1 is 4, but 2 plus 2 equals 4 as well, right? 2 plus 2 equals 4. So there's different methods to get to one number. You got to find out which method is for you to give to that person. In other words, which angle do I need to give them that will equal that 4, which I would say is the truth, to them to where they can receive it. Okay? That's why this book is so vitally important, that it's going to be able to help you to understand these type of understandings. Now, another thing I talk about within here is prophetic etymology. And this one is going to be very important, because most people don't realize, I'm not going to give it all away in this podcast, but most people don't realize that the origins and the etymology of prophecy actually has been rooted in you before you were ever in your mother's womb. It's not about, hey, I come out of my mother's womb, I'm just a horrible, rotten piece of whatever, and all of a sudden one day God's like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Hey, here's your gift. Here's your prophetic anointing. That's not how it happens at all. I'm going to prove to you biblically that it doesn't happen that way. You were born with those gifts and callings in you that God says He will not take back from you. And you've got to begin to understand why that is vitally important, that you understand that understanding, that you understand how and why God gave you that before you were ever in your mother's womb. So I want to encourage each and every person right now to go right now, because I mean, this book is really thick. It's like 340 pages of juicy stuff, all right? Now also, you get the comprehensive study guide with the Prophet's Blueprint as well, okay? And you will find that on the website. Now the one thing I love about the Prophet's Blueprint is this, is we dive into everything from dispensation, you know, true or false and what that really means, to self-fulfillment, which I totally love that chapter, all the way down to even a chapter that I could like to call, that I think many of you will totally love in this chapter. Let me find it here. That I believe you, by the way, I have some good Hebrew words in here as well, is the power of prophetic activation. That you can be activated in this prophetic anointing and call. So I'm telling you folks, if you have a slight hint into the prophetic world, and you want to know more about it, or you want to be able to be more advanced in your gifting, let me tell you something. You cannot afford to miss the Prophet's Blueprint and Study Guide. You can't afford to. I'm going to encourage each and every one of you, go right now to the website, identitynetwork.net, and when you do, there should be a search engine of the website. All you have to do is put in the Prophet's Blueprint. There might be a banner on the homepage as well you can just click on. But order those today before I sell out. And as you order the book and the study guide, which is actually, you can't buy them separately, you have to buy them together. And I give you a great deal on them. My team has positioned it to where it's a great deal. I will make sure I tell my staff to allow me to autograph it for them before they ship it out. So if you want me to autograph it, if you want the good deal on it, on this brand new book and study guide, go right now and order them, all right? And I'll make sure we put my John Hancock, as they say, my autograph on there for you, and we'll ship it out to you. Also, if you're not on the Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club, folks, you're missing out, because on that program, you get shipping here in the USA only, free of charge. Plus, if we sell any additional things out, such as study guides or workbooks, you get it free of charge. Free of charge, which is an additional savings of $10 to $12. So you're saving a lot of money. I mean, if you like my product, you're spending way too much money, you know, even though you're getting a good deal on it, if you don't get on the program. So I'm going to encourage every one of you, when you go to the website, identitynetwork.net, look for Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club and join today. That way, every month, you just get it shipped to you automatically to your house, and it's going to be personally autographed for you, and you'll see free bonuses pretty much all the time, all right? A lot of times throughout the years. So do that today. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to our podcast. And as always, I love to close out by saying this. You have the power in you to create your day. You have the power in you not just to think, but to act. You have the power in you to bring forth action. And if you don't like something in your life, you have been given the power to change it. And if you're sitting there waiting on God to do it, it's not going to happen. God has initiated you as a co-creator, as a son or daughter of God, to say, you've got all things that pertain to life and godliness. Now you go and you change your atmosphere. You go, and if you don't like the climate of your life, change the temperature of it. And it shall be that unto you of what your faith is letting you know you can do. So go today, begin to paint the day that you want to have in your life today. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.